From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 100 years ago today, American composer Elliot Carter was born in New York City. He's still alive, and he's still composing. Tonight at Carnegie Hall, the Boston Symphony Orchestra is playing this brand new piano concerto. Elliot Carter changed the rules for American classical music. NPR's Tom Cole visited him at the Greenwich Village apartment where he's lived for six decades, and they talked about a remarkable century.
1908. Henry Ford introduces the Model T. Thomas Edison proclaims the age of electricity.
When I look around at the resources of the electrical field today, I feel that I would be glad to begin again my work as an electrician.
Elliot Carter remembers New York streets devoid of motor cars, as he still calls them, and he recalls going to Europe after the end of World War I. He was not yet a teenager.
It was absolutely devastating to me because we not only went to see the famous battlefields of Verdun, but we also went to Germany when the waiters stole food off the table when we ate. I remember that it impressed me as a boy very much, this awful poverty that Germany was suffering from.
The experience made a lasting impression on Elliot Carter and his music. Elliot Carter wanted to be a composer ever since he was a teenager, when he heard Igor Stravinsky's Rite of Spring at its 1924 New York premiere. To learn how, Carter went to Harvard.
Harvard Music Department at that time was entirely devoted to teaching church organists how to work, and it was pretty hard for them to find anything about modern music. They didn't like it, and they didn't feel it belonged anywhere. And at that point, I decided I better study English literature.
Sitting in his apartment, the noise of the city that's inspired him for so long pushing its way in, a bust sculpted by his late wife Helen sitting in one corner, Carter relates how he met other like-minded souls at Harvard. Alfred Barr, who became the first director of the Museum of Modern Art, writer James Agee, and Lincoln Kirstein, who went on to found the New York City Ballet. Carter landed some of his first jobs as a composer, writing music for Kirstein. Another Harvard connection sent Elliot Carter to Paris. One of his professors, composer Walter Piston, recommended he work with famed teacher Nadia Boulanger.
I arrived to study with Nadia Boulanger at the time when Hitler had the Reichstag fire, when he took over the government.
In the Hoffnung, so lange seine Scherben da sind, wird es keiner wagen, gegen ihn aufzutreten.
Paris, throughout almost my entire 3 years, was filled with German refugees. It was a very tragic and terrible time. Now, in fact, at the end of it, I felt I never wanted to go back to Paris.
He returned to the United States and began composing what he calls American music, inspired by jazz and the spirit of the times. But after the war, his music changed, beginning with his piano sonata of 1946, and 2 years later, a work written for Bernard Greenhouse, who would go on to co-found the Beaux-Arts Trio, Carter's Cello Sonata.
The Cello Sonata was extremely modern at that time. I could not get it published. And Bernie Greenhouse and his pianist played the first performance at Town Hall, and they were covered with sweat. It was so upsetting and so disturbing. We had hardly anybody in the audience. So if they'd heard what I write now, then they would have run out of the hall screaming, I suppose.
They practically did back then. Walkouts were common at Carter concerts. One reviewer called Carter's music, quote, chaotic and meaningless and hopelessly intellectual. But sweat and screaming might just be okay at a Carter show. Cellist Matt Heimovitz, who's known for taking Bach into rock clubs, says Elliot Carter is punk.
If you're coming to hear a punk band, I actually think there's such an energy and wonder in his music. an adventurous listener can really get a lot out of it. You go back to some of the early works, which are so astonishingly beautiful, like the Cello Sonata. You know, it's amazing. We will play Beethoven's Sonata, and then we play the Carr Sonata, and no, you know, people don't complain or walk out anymore.
Musicians seem to relish the challenge of playing works that are intensely individual. Carter has steadfastly followed his own path, paved in part by an interesting paradox. Carter says he creates in response to the world around him, but he's composed some of his most significant works in isolation. Pianist and author Charles Rosen points to Carter's first string quartet, begun in 1950 when the composer sequestered himself in Tucson, Arizona.
He decided to hell with everything. He was just going to write a piece that pleased himself. And the result was quite astonishing. It suddenly got into the repertoire of many quartets there. Everybody wanted to play that piece.
The idea behind Carter's first string quartet, and a lot of his music, is remarkably humanistic, that each musician is an individual and each instrument an individual voice. He carried the idea further in his second string quartet, which earned him the first of two Pulitzer Prizes.
The idea was that the total effect would be something that would make a unified piece, even though all the individuals were being individual. And of course, that's a symbol of the society that we hope we're living in. We're not so sure anymore.
Elliot Carter is still responding forcefully to the world around him, says James Levine, music director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and the Metropolitan Opera.
Elliot is, even now at 100, still with a fantastic vitality and a fantastic youthful view of things. He's literally still in his prime. He's writing just one marvelous original new piece after the other.
You know, these pieces, they're different pieces at different times in my life. Well, you know, we're all different people at different times, and we change a good deal. And that's where you have to accept it and think of it. And I didn't do so bad.
With three new works being premiered over this centennial week, and more on his desk, not bad at all. Tom Cole, NPR News.
And you can hear a wide range of Elliot Carter's music, including more of the world premiere performance you're hearing right now. That's at the music section of NPR.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.